What follows is The Sea in Founding, written by Henrietta Walcott Maxwell, narrated by James Park. The book opens now. For Logic U. The promise of freedom on New Year's Day, 1863, black men and women gathered in churches, praise houses, and open fields across the South and waited. In the contraband camps outside Washington, in the AME chapels of Philadelphia and Cincinnati, in the hush arbors of Georgia and Mississippi, they had been waiting since midnight. They knew what was coming because they had been watching, reading the newspapers that white people assumed they could not read, listening at doors, passing word along the invisible telegraph that had always moved information through the enslaved community. At noon on January 1, Abraham Lincoln would sign the Emancipation Proclamation and whatever it did or did not do under law. It would declare to the world that the United States had made a choice. Word came to the crowd at Camp Sext in South Carolina, a contraband camp on the Old Smith Plantation at Port Royal, and the gathering erupted. Thomas Wentworth Higginson, commanding the 1st South Carolina Volunteers, the first black regiment raised in the Union Army, described what happened when the proclamation was read aloud. Old men and women who had lived their entire lives in bondage began to sing, "My country, 'tis of thee," and the singing would not stop. That moment marked the beginning of the most contested question in American history. What would freedom actually mean? By April 1865, William Tecumseh Sherman's army was moving through the Carolinas and freedom was spreading ahead of it like a tide. Enslaved people on plantations across the coastal plain in Piedmont were not waiting for a proclamation now. They were walking off the land, presenting themselves at Union lines, demanding to be recognized as free persons. Sherman's army of 60 men had cut a 60-mile-wide path through Georgia and was doing the same through South Carolina and North Carolina. And in its wake, the institution of slavery was collapsing in real time. On April 9, Robert E. Lee surrendered the Army of Northern Virginia at Appomattox Courthouse. On April 14, John Wilkes Booth shot Abraham Lincoln at Ford's Theater in Washington. Lincoln died the next morning, April 15, and Andrew Johnson of Tennessee took the oath of office. The war was ending. The hardest work was about to begin. Reconstruction, the period from 1865 to 1877, when the United States attempted to rebuild the South and reintegrate 4 million newly freed people into American civic life, was the most revolutionary period in American history before the New Deal, and arguably since. It was the moment when the nation was forced to decide whether the words of the Declaration of Independence, that all men are created equal, meant anything at all. Congress wrote 3 new amendments to the Constitution that abolished slavery, granted citizenship to black Americans, and guaranteed them the right to vote. The federal government established the Freedmen's Bureau, the first social welfare agency in American history. Black men voted, held office, served in state legislatures and the United States Congress, and built institutions, schools, churches, mutual aid societies, with the energy of people who had been denied everything. The nation failed them. Failed them through presidential obstruction, through congressional timidity, through Supreme Court decisions that gutted the new constitutional guarantees, through organized terrorist violence that the federal government ultimately refused to suppress. By 1877, the last federal troops had been withdrawn from the South, the last Republican governments had been overthrown, and the former Confederate ruling class had reasserted control over the region and its black population. What followed was not slavery, but it was something close enough that the differences were, for most people, academic. The promise made on January 1, 1863, in the praise houses and contraband camps and AME churches would not be kept for another 100 years, and the keeping of it remains incomplete. This is the story of that promise and of the forces that broke it. The Year of Jubilee, 1865.